Hi everyone, I'm Gabriel. I'm a PM on the Visual C++ IDE, and I'm here with...
I'm Ankit. I'm a PM on the Visual C++ team as well. I'm the program manager for the backend compiler, backend optimizer, linker, and so on.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how long you've been at Microsoft. Is this the only team that you've been on, that sort of thing?
Right, so I've actually been with Microsoft for roughly about 14 months now. And this is a team that I was interviewed in, and this is a position I was interviewed for, and I've basically been, this is where I've learned the, I guess, the art of program management. I'm still learning, but at least trying to learn the art of program management.
Very nice.
You know, and I like it so far. I think there's a lot of technical expertise here, and working with these guys, I learn a lot every day.
Excellent. So we're going around just talking to people about what are some of their favorite features, favorite things about the new Visual Studio 2013? Would you mind sharing a bit?
Absolutely. So I think Visual Studio 2013 has a lot of power-packed features, you know, and it's really exciting for an end user because it doesn't matter whether you're a native developer or a managed developer or a JavaScript, XAML, or, you know, writing apps to the Windows Store. I think there's enough installed for each of these big pieces of pies that are there right now. Especially, you know, if you take a look at Visual Studio 2013, there's a few features that when I started playing with it that I really liked. And actually, when I was playing with Visual Studio 2012 in the previous version, I was like, these features are like, you know, kind of like lacking a little bit, or there are other tools that do this a lot better.
I see.
And I'm very happy that, you know, they've tried to address a couple of these features. The first one that I'm going to highlight is essentially a managed feature. It's for .NET. But the reason why I want to highlight this is because, you know, I think one thing, this is something that I feel that we were missing in terms of native development today, of native development experience as a Visual Studio. So this feature is basically about, you know, it's essentially a memory dump analyzer for managed code. So, you know, if you've been, you know, working with applications that are fairly big or, you know, complex, then you know that, you know, memory is hard. Memory is, at the end of the day, is you know, saving memory is crucial, and it helps you buy performance. And like, there's a couple of scenarios here, right? So if you're working on an application and you know, you basically have a memory leak. So like, you know, if there was an object that was meant to be temporary, but instead it was permanently left in memory, and over a period of time, as you you know, the application lifecycle run at runtime goes, you'll notice that there's a memory increase in the consumption of the memory usage of the application. And those kind of, you know, bugs are extremely hard to find and trace. And if you don't have a good tool, then what you really need to do is you need to basically build up the infrastructure in your application to kind of like detect that these are the objects that I'm allocating, here's the type of objects, here's the size, here's the lifetime of them, etc. And that becomes expensive, you know.
Yep.
There's other scenarios as well, like, you know, there's scenarios where, like, you know, you're not really using memory efficiently. For example, like, let's say you're querying a database and you're bringing back more data and storing that in memory. And that's not really a memory leak, but it's still very inefficient use of memory, and that's memory that could be been used by some other application, could have been used by some other aspect of the application, and still buy the performance that you needed.
Yeah,
so these kind of things are extremely hard to debug, you know, and require certain expertise. So a tool like the memory dump analyzer that we've introduced in Visual Studio 2013 for managed code is pretty good. I think the overall experiences could have been still a little bit better, but I think it's a very good first start. So the experience is like, you know, you use a tool like procdump, which helps you analyze like CPU time, etc. And it helps you create a dump file. And then you can load this dump file into Visual Studio. And then there's a setting there which allows you to go look at the managed memory usage.
Very nice.
So that's one feature that, you know, I'm going to highlight. The other reason I'm going to highlight is because it's not there in native. And, you know, people, like, if you know, in our surveys and stuff, and you know this, you know, we hear all the time that performance is one of the top reasons why people use C++.
That's right.
And if you think about it, then this is one of those tools that I feel like should be a part of Visual Studio for native development as well.
Right, really, really pulling to the thing that makes C++ so attractive to people, right? Performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you know, we, like, you know, if you still, like, you know, I think we still gotta keep moving the needle towards performance and what we can. I think that's where C++ is very good at, but I'm not going to get into that debate. The other feature, for example, that I wanted to talk about is a native feature.
Okay.
Right? And I'm very passionate about this feature, so let me know if I go overboard. But it is profile guide optimization, and this feature is all about, you know, If you know that your application has certain scenarios that are extremely performance intensive, then in those particular scenarios, what you can do is you can help the compiler by letting us know about it. In the sense that you would take that application, run those performance-hitting scenarios, and once you run these performance-hitting scenarios with a special version of the application in PGO mode, then what we do is we really collect data on, you know, how many times a function was entered, how many times an if was taken, an else was taken, and we collect that file, data file, with all the profile data, and then we basically use that profile data to optimize the runtime performance of your application for those particular scenarios. And this is one of those features that I always want to highlight. It's basically used by 85% or 80% of Microsoft products, but the external adoption hasn't been that great as yet. You know, there are certain apps like in terms of products that I can name. You know, like pretty much all browsers kind of like take advantages like Mozilla Firefox, Opera, Chrome has started to use it in the past as well, Google Chrome. Windows PHP compiles, the interpreter compiles to PGO. And it's one of those features that can really give you that extra boost of 10, 15, 20% in your runtime performance, and sometimes even your layout of your application, the way it's laid out, how the functions are laid out, how your code's laid out, how your data's laid out. And what we've done in Visual Studio 2013 is that if you take like a 2012 introduced, creating Windows Store application, all that kind of stuff, but it still was missing some of the optimization for native code. And one of them was profile guide optimization. So now in Visual Studio, there is an experience that you can use to pogoize or use profile guide optimization for a Windows Store application. And this might not seem like a lot of work, but it is, because the entire memory life cycle process of a Windows Store application is very different than a traditional desktop application. So there's a lot of work that we did in order to enable this. And if you have a performance intensive app, like a game or like something performance intensive, something big, you should really try it out, and it's worth it. I know Gabriel is an IDE PM, so there's one IDE feature I promised to highlight as well.
Very nice.
Out of all the lists that I went through, it was actually CodePeak. And do you have an opinion on that feature?
Tell us about it.
So CodePeak is like, so you know, I've always like when I saw this feature, so I didn't know that it was actually there. I was reading some blog or watching a video, and I learned about this feature. And it was almost like a split feature in VI, you know. And what it does, essentially, this feature does is that if you're looking at your piece of code and you want to drill into a function definition, then you can just kind of like, you know, use a, I think it's Alt F12 or right click and say, you know, peak definition, or, and then it will show you like the implementation of that particular function inline into the IDE window that you're using.
Ah, very nice.
And that's really useful, because then that saves me from, you know, opening a new file or, you know, shifting tabbing or between two multiple source files and trying to get context. Putting it right in front of my face is actually very useful. Something I was really excited about was that, you know, when I saw that window, I thought it's like a read-only window, but I believe I can actually even make source code edits. So that was pretty cool, and it was pretty quick. Like, it was a keyboard shortcut, it was well designed, and I can keep iterating over this, try to understand the code better. So that's something that I thought I really liked, and I wasn't actually hoping for. So plus for that particular feature. And it works well with C++ code, because that's what I tried it on, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Very nice. Well, I hope the viewers out there will be able to learn something from you. I know, you know, you watch something else to learn about CodePeak, and hopefully you guys can maybe try out PGO and
the managed memory analyzer feature.
There we go.
There's a lot of blogs on the internet about it.
Cool.
So,
well, okay, thank you so much for your
time. Absolutely, yeah.
Enjoy talking to you.
Always enjoy talking to you as well.